Yo, what up, real live talk, fam? No, what up, y'all? Real talk family, what's up with y'all, huh? It's your live, Ty Live Handles. Welcoming you to the Real Live Talk podcast platform radio show. Hope everybody's doing well and great. City to city, state to state, you know how it is. You know how I live. You know, repetition. X is all the other shit out, you know what I mean? You gotta be willing to keep going through it when it's positive and cool to reach levels of life that you want to reach, you know what I mean? Accomplish certain goals and stuff, right? Yes, indeed. Furthermore, all praise is due to the Most High, all-powerful God Almighty. Thank you for this opportunity. Yes, indeed. Very beautiful in Cleveland, Ohio right now. Stand up 21-6. You know what I mean? Shout out to all the whole world, yo. For real. All the flags. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got a flag. I say peace, love, and prosperity to all of you. This is episode 66, season 5, on this What Up Wednesday. Late afternoon, early evening segment right here. And I'm going to go ahead and speak on the whole rap beef that's going on right now. Rap beefs, as we could say. Like, all you young folks, hey young ones. We've lost some very strong artists out here to violence over words and disagreements and shit like that. Strong ones. A lot of them are believed to be very, very deep-rooted, controversial type stuff. You know what I mean? Conspiracy damn near. But I'm not going to get into that. That ain't what this is about. But right now, we in a time where, shit, we've lost some even stronger ones. You know what I mean? Not even stronger, like the past ones are not strong, but it's like, damn, we lost the Young Dolphs of the world and the Pop Smokes of the world. And we don't know if it was, you know. We don't know if it was about no rap beefs, but just beef, period. Like, folks lose their lives with this beef shit for real, real. This Kendrick Lamar and Drake and Future, like, look how many moving parts are attached to this shit for real. Like, come on now. Everybody coming for Drake. Like, damn. Jay kind of gave him the warning. You know what I mean? But even Jay was sending shots at Drake, in my opinion, on certain songs. But whatever. You know. I don't have no dog in this race. I like to hear real live lyrics and beats. See what folks going to say. You know? But I don't like to hear people's homes got shot up. Grandma's homes get shot up, aunties, uncles, the kids were in danger over some words and opinions that we are allowed to express, especially if you're a dope artist. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there's too many moving parts involved. You got Rick Ross involved, you know, Future involved, you know, The Weeknd involved. Like, damn, J. Cole bowed out gracefully. He like, man, hey, I'm cool. I don't need none of this. Which was a Kevin Durant move, in my opinion. I salute all those artists. You know, you got Chris Brown and Quavo. Like, come on now. Like, it's a lot going on. You got rappers wanting to start beefs on purpose just to be controversial and get some attention off of the shit. In my opinion, it's just my opinion. It's all distractions from the more deeper situation going on with a rap mogul, we could say. Music industry horgle. It's all distractions. All of it's distractions. It's a lot of the moving parts going on right now. They're putting shit in place. And they know how to distract the people and the algorithms because they created a lot of the algorithms. And a lot of us just fall far right and victim into it. And a lot of folks are sitting here trying to create content based off of it and not just being original, man, and just having a real live talk opinion about the shit being deeper than what the surface is seeing. You know, let's rise above what everybody else is doing. If I'm going to do videos about, you know, the No Diddy situation or the cat, I'm going to go real deep into it. It ain't going to be like everybody else's. Because I might wait on the frequency of those individuals telling the truth. It's times of exposure right now. A lot of things will be exposed and brought to light. But if you suffer from the cognitive dissonance and refusing to accept the truth just because you're comfortable in the lie, then of course you're going to miss the whole real live point to a lot of things. You're just going to be like the rest of everybody else trying to be trendy and popular and have some non-real shit to say about some real shit. Non-important real shit to say about some real live shit for real. All these issues are serious for real. This Kendrick shit and all the drink, this can go real, real left field serious real quick just based on the individuals and the folks that got around them. Sometimes the folks around you be the ones that keep the shit going. You get what I'm saying? That makes sense. I've seen that before. You know, man, y'all know, man. But to get hip to Biggie's was beef. I'm also my favorite artists do the street beefs and unspoken beefs and shit that, you know, ended up reaching the masses because the artist that was involved ended up getting murdered brutally. For real, real. So I just wanted to speak on this shit real quick because I'm paying attention because I like all the music. I like the music. I want to hear some good music out of these disagreements, man, and cat fights out here. You know what I mean? The Tinder dick artists really be cracking me up because it used to be about the chick. These emotionally inconsiderate, imbalanced ass motherfuckers, man. Rich as fuck and still can't understand how to cope with losing some pussy that was pretty much witchcraft. Man, witchcraft bras out here, man. Like, man, the fuck? Get over it. Damn. Fun time pussy come a dime a dozen, man. Have $100 bill ready for that kind of shit. You know what I mean? Damn. Just having a dollar if they come a dime a dozen, I had you right. Yeah. $2, yeah. But whatever. Yeah, whatever. I digress. Damn. All this shit is over. Pussy. The fame. Like, who more important than Damascus House? You know what I'm saying? That's why I shout out to the artists that I rock with, which I really ain't heard beefing with too much. They just out here putting out real dope ass music. If somebody say some shit to them, oh, they gonna answer it. But they gonna do it real nice and smooth. They gonna be on that book. They gonna be on that kind of, oh, let's boost our ratings up type shit. No, they coming with real live bars and they gonna be right to the point. And if it's SOS, then it's gonna be SOS. For those that don't know what SOS means, shoot on sight. Shit on sight. All that. Shit gonna get serious on sight. And a lot of the artists I rock with are really independent. So they don't have time to appease the labels for pointless beefs and riffs over some shit that is plenty of success and money in this game here. Nobody has to be on the cutthroat bullshit that they be on. But a lot of times the labels be involved in it. Yes. Folks that set policies, you know. They use some of this shit. They use this music and these frequencies that music bring to create agendas that are well, well, well above all of our pay grades. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Real live talk on that one. But yes, indeed. I just want to hear some good music. Leave in the comments what y'all think about it and all things. You know, if it's something that's really, really a value to you and you want to speak on it, share your opinion, share your comments and thoughts. Like I said, I don't have any dog in this race. I like every single one of these artists that are involved or have been brought up. I like some form or fashion of their music and work ethic. I may not agree with how they got, what road they chose to get to their success and fame, but they don't have nothing to do with me. I just got to be morally responsible and point out the shit and recognize it and make sure that I don't fall victim to it because I'm out here hungrier than a motherfucking hibernating bear after hibernation. See, I ain't thirsty. I quench my thirst every day. But hungry though? Y'all have no idea. Yes, indeed, y'all. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I got for it real quick. I just wanted to be all the way responsible and obedient. Thank the Lord Almighty, the higher power, the Most High, for the opportunity. Thank you all for tapping in, tuning in, you know. This episode right here is brought to you live and direct, courtesy of Larry Flint's Hustler Club. You know what I mean? And the reason I chose this with a shout out real quick, for real, shout out to all the Larry Flint's Hustler Clubs all around the world. Rest in paradise, Larry Flint. But some of these artists make some of the best gentlemen's club, strip club, exotic dance club music that I've ever heard in my life. I want to keep that going, you know what I mean? Oh, shit, yes, yes. Sponsor of the day, Larry Flint's Hustle Club. Yes, indeed. Have a good old time. Live signing out, for real, y'all. Y'all be careful. Be sucker-free. Stay on course. Stay on deck. Stay solid in your stance on what you really want to represent out here, for real, you know? Don't be afraid to change. Be afraid of not being the change. Make sense? Live out. So I... Live. Out. Peace.